Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
John, the latest debate this week swirling around Medicare and Medicaid has pitted doctors against insurance companies, and in between you have about 100 million patients. At the heart is a bill on Capitol Hill that would prevent a 10.6% cut in pay to doctors treating patients that was supposed to begin on July 1st. Both sides have hit the airways, spinning dire predictions. Here's the American Medical Association.
Call Senator Sununu. Tell him to make patient care, not profits, the priority.
And here's America's health insurance plans, a private insurance trade group.
The last time Congress cut Medicare Advantage, over 1.5 million seniors lost their plan. Tell Congress, stop cuts to Medicare Advantage.
Anna Matthews, who's covering this complex and messy debate for the Wall Street Journal, joins us now. And good morning, Anne. Certainly lots of rhetoric. What's really at stake for millions and millions of people who are covered by Medicare?
Good morning. Well, the answer is nothing quite yet, because although the physicians are very alarmed about the prospect of a 10.6% drop in the payments they get from Medicare, those reduced payments haven't actually taken effect yet. The Bush administration announced that they would not process claims at the new lower rate for the first 10 business days of July, which takes us through the middle of next week before anything dire really happens.
So on the table at the moment is a proposed bill that overwhelmingly passed the House and is now in the Senate that would prevent those cuts.
That is correct. The bill is likely to come up for a vote, and this would be the second vote on this particular bill and the third vote on bills of this type, because there was a similar bill that got a vote previously. So that vote is likely to happen today or tomorrow.
So on the one side, you have the American Medical Association. What's the doctor's position in all of this? There's certainly been some anecdotal reporting that doctors are saying, should these cuts pass, they're going to have to stop treating some patients or stop taking on Medicare patients.
Well, the doctor's position is they don't want to take a 10.6% pay cut, which is pretty understandable. I think none of us would be eager to have that happen to us. And they're eager to see that fixed as soon as possible. The doctor's more long-term position is they'd like to see this stop happening, because every year and sometimes every 6 months, depending on how long a Band-Aid Congress passes, this situation tends to come up because of an automatic formula that kicks in that cuts their pay if the growth rate is excessively large, according to the formula.
And on the other side, you have the insurance companies who say choice goes out the window if they are the ones who take cuts themselves to make up for the doctors increasing payments.
Well, there's a lot of rhetoric on both sides, and no one ever likes to take a cut. The insurance companies are concerned because one of the main ways that this bill would pay for the doctors' new money, as well as a bunch of other things, is to take some money out of a type of private Medicare plan called Medicare Advantage. And it looks at two specific ways of doing that, one of which is unacceptable to the Bush administration and to some Republicans, which is why you've seen the delay here.
You know, there's a talk in those ads about how this relates to seniors, but in fact, what Americans don't widely understand is, Anna, that Medicare is so huge that it actually functions as a kind of a price fixer for the entire industry. So the reimbursement formulas that are set for Medicare patients are going to ripple their way through the private sector in certain cases as well. How does that work?
Medicare does, in effect, set rates for the entire health system because it is so large and because it's a government payer. The expectation, though, I think, from private insurers and from the rest of the health system is that this 10.6% cut is not going to happen. So I doubt you'll see private insurers cutting their reimbursements to doctors based on this, because everybody pretty much expects that this cut will not happen, as Congress has repeatedly managed to head off these cuts in the past.
And the current proposal has the support of Democrats in the Senate, and they're looking for one vote from Republicans to bring them to the number they would need to override the president's threatened veto?
That's right. And as is often the case in Washington, there's a lot of shadow boxing going on here. Both parties are in favor of saving the doctors here. Nobody wants to anger the doctors on the eve of an election or to annoy Medicare beneficiaries who vote in many key states on the eve of the election. But the difference of opinion is over how to pay for it. The bill that is going to be up this week did get very strong Republican support in the House. In the Senate, it came one vote shy of the 60.
One vote shy. Anna Matthews, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much. Reporter for the Wall Street Journal.